Ketchikan Superior Court Judge William Carey is considering whether to order DNA testing in a 30-year-old double homicide in Juneau. It could be one of the first tests of a new Alaska law that allows state-funded examination of DNA evidence after a convicted felon has been sent to prison. KTOO's Matt Miller reports.
Newton Lambert is currently serving a 99-year sentence for the April 1982 murder of Ann Benolken of Juneau. He wants pieces of clothing worn by Ann's husband James Benolken to undergo DNA testing in the hope that it will point to another suspect in the murders. A swatch of sweatshirt fabric contains blood, and a piece of pant fabric apparently contains traces of semen. The samples are known by their identification of Q33 and Q34. Lambert was acquitted of James's murder, but convicted of Ann's murder. Co-defendant Emmanuel Tullis was acquitted of both murder charges during a trial that followed Lambert's trial. During the first set of court hearings held in July and last week, forensic experts provided different opinions on the chain of custody or record keeping for the evidence.
Let me tell you this, it's not like CSI on TV. They never show the paperwork.
Abirami Chidambaram, former DNA section technical manager at the Alaska State Crime Laboratory, was not sure that the chain of custody was adequate to show that the fabric had not been altered or contaminated while in storage in California. A private lab manager hired as a consultant by Lambert's attorney said the procedures met the standards of the day. Two people were believed to be responsible for killing the Benolkens, but Sitka-based public defender Jude Pate says Lambert was not one of them.
Two people has always been the theory of the prosecution. It was a theory at trial that there were two people that murdered the Benolkens, and that testing of Q33 and Q34 taken from Mr. Benolken would show the presence of DNA from two people other than the Benolkens and other than Mr. Lambert, and other than Mr. Tullis.
Pate argues that under the new statute, he does not have to prove Lambert's innocence to apply for a DNA test, only present a reasonable probability that he did not commit the offense. Another post-conviction claim is pending, stemming from discredited FBI agent Michael Malone's false testimony at trial about a hair sample that he linked to Lambert. Assistant District Attorney Amy Williams says Pate's theory of defense would not necessarily establish innocence under the statute's requirements for DNA testing.
There could have been three killers, for all we know. At this point, we all are hypothesizing about what happened to James Benolken, and that's really the only person for whom this evidence would have any kind of effect. And that's because it wouldn't say anything about who killed Ann Benolken, which is the murder for which Newton Lambert was convicted.
The new law passed by the legislature 3 years ago clarifies what was essentially new legal ground for the Alaska justice system back in 1993. William Osborne, convicted of raping an Anchorage area prostitute, fought to have evidence tested that could exonerate him. The Alaska Supreme Court ruled that the evidence had to be linked to the crime and definitively prove his guilt or innocence. The U.S. Supreme Court later determined that Osborne had no constitutional guarantee to DNA testing. Ketchikan Superior Court Judge William Carey took the arguments in the Lambert petition under advisement, meaning that he will likely take as long as he needs to consider the arguments and craft an opinion. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.